Any first symphony of any composer is something you don't know how will develop. First symphony by Beethoven, who knows? First symphony by Schumann, by Brahms, by Tchaikovsky. Who knows? Who knew at that time if this fantastic symphony would have been followed by other? Of course, now we know the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the Pathétique, Manfred symphony. We know because we know the history of the music. But this symphony is so deeply Russian, like the second one. I can say the first two symphonies by Tchaikovsky are the most connected with the old Russian soul. I can feel Borodin elements, some of the Mussorgsky elements. For instance, the beginning, the first few bars of the second movement in this very uncertain key, the tonality, the chords are moving in a very subtle way, but very unpredictable. Every change of chord is a surprise. So it's very refined. And also the scherzo with this always changing the path from the three till the two. So it's three, it's two. Is absolutely in three, but with all these accents in the wrong position where you expect to find them, is so particularly personal. It's just 100% Tchaikovsky, but really the Tchaikovsky connected with the deepest Russian tradition. After that, of course, with the number four, number five, number six, is still incredibly Russian, but the German way to compose, the structure of the symphony, becomes more connected with the center of Europe. But this one is so deeply connected with the Russian soul.
You know, people talk about trying to figure out what the composer's intention was. And how do you know? And especially with the First Symphony. And then doesn't a work of art take on a life of its own once it's out there?
Any piece has its own life when you just perform. For a conductor, for a performer, to have more elements in your pocket to lead, to go through the symphony, it's important. If I have to say one word, it's just a melancholic feeling. From the beginning, so simple and so melancholic. And the second movement also, I cannot say there is a sadness. There is a loneliness, a melancholy, just the wish to find something positive for your life. The young Tchaikovsky probably didn't know at that time he was going to become one of the greatest composers, very often performed nowadays. So he didn't know that. He was just a young composer, so let's see how it goes. So let's see how is the response of the audience and the orchestra and the conductor. But melancholic, so there is a sort of, not sadness, but tenderness and very deep in feelings, with also a very extroverted finale, also because he wanted to show a sort of good and happy part of his personality, of course. But it's a very moving symphony. I love all the introduction of the finale. I think is one of the greatest achievements in Tchaikovsky output. Just the introduction before he gets to the Allegro Maestoso, the last movement, is really well crafted, well composed. Very good orchestration, especially in the low register of the orchestra. It starts, to give you an idea, violoncelli, contrabbassi, clarinetti, and that's it. So just this kind of clarinetti in the low register, just giving this kind of color. The clarinets, they start the symphony number five, so many clarinets in the low register. Tchaikovsky goes back to the previous ideas of this kind of the bassoons, the fagotti, always very present in the Tchaikovsky music. So there is a sort of darkness, but just leading to some positive, transfigured moment, which is the finale, where probably get overexcited. I mean, there is a sort of explosion on bon humeur, which probably didn't apply to him, but this is the history of this symphony.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.